Okay, the next one is honesty. Honesty is to help us be honest about things, to tell the truth about a matter, or to honestly see that something is not right in our mind. If lying, conniving, and manipulating spirits have been part of our old man, we will, of course, need to grow honesty. Romans 12:17.
Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men.
And Hebrews 13:18.
Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, a good conscience, in all things willing to live honestly.
And 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12.
And that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing.
Seems to be part of the nature of evil spirits, that they're just slimy and dishonest and conniving, almost any kind of spirit there is. So honesty is something we're really going to need. Everybody is going to need it. In fighting evil spirits in general, honesty will help us see that a spirit is a spirit, rather than trying to justify it or cover it up. We need honesty when we feel shame about evil spirits that have worked, to help us see that they are spirits and not us, so that we can confess on them. We need honesty to help us fight self-right spirits, to see that no matter how right spirits say we are, the hateful, tormenting feelings we have are not Holy Spirit. Honesty also has the definition decently, as in 1 Corinthians 14:40, let all things be done decently and in order. Thus it will help us be willing to take a look at anything in our mind that would cause us to be out of God's order. Romans 13:13.
Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying.
All of the not in things that are mentioned in that scripture, that's all the disorderly ways of life and disorderly in relationship to God and other people. And the opposite is to walk honestly, as in the day. Honesty carries with it the feeling of wanting to do whatever it takes to get right with God. Luke 8:15.
But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience.
Pulling on honesty will help keep the glory or credit going back to God.